open my eyes to the world. The world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world. The world that shines in you. Let me see you brighten in the air. Let me see you.
This is Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening. Welcome, everybody. This is Let's Find Out. And my special guest tonight, the night before Yom Kippur, is Mark Dodish, the famed astrologer. He's known all around the world. He's well known for his relocation astrology, but he is absolutely brilliant when it comes to the stars and when it comes to finding out what energy is around us that we have to be careful of, go with, and when we're lucky. So I'd like to introduce Mark. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hey, very good. Happy equinox a couple days late.
Well, thank you. It's now fall, and we had some little bit chilly weather today out here.
It's definitely noticeable out on the West Coast, too.
So I want to know what's exciting. We've got an exciting weekend coming up, and I want to know all about this full moon in Aries and Pluto and everything that we can expect.
Well, you know, this full moon that's coming up on Saturday actually has some similarities into it with the chart that we cast for fall equinox, in that, you know, all the astrologers have been talking about a big planetary shift called Uranus square Pluto, and we talked about that last time, you'll recall, where we're trying to balance freedom and creativity with stability and paying our bills. Well, this full moon lands right into that pattern, and it makes what would look like a capital letter T if you were to connect the dots.
The T-square, yes, I saw that.
So we call it a T-square in astrology, right? And it's, I like to describe it as a three-legged chair that should have four legs.
It's very wobbly, and it's also quite frightening to people. You know, Mark, people are complaining about tension headaches, and they're complaining about how they're so scared. They think they're getting fired, or they've been let go, and they don't know how to start anew. They're really reaching out to us. So what can we do to help these people?
Number one, I would tell them to stop and breathe. And I know that sounds like really simple advice, but there's this feeling like, oh my gosh, I've got to do everything right now. Hurry, 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 hurry. And it's the idea that says, no, you don't have to do everything right now. You can create gaps in your schedule so that you can act in a, you know, the sun in Libra, so we'll say in a more graceful, harmonious way, rather than getting sucked into the full moon in Aries, which is, you know, crisis management.
But you know what, Mark? Some people have been waiting a long time to make a change. I know I have, and I feel like I've been working very hard for more than 2 years to make a change that doesn't seem to be happening. So what can people that are breathing through it and are taking steps to make a change do when they feel blocked and stuck?
Well, number one is, since you mentioned the last 2 years, we know that the planet Saturn, which has to do with restructuring, has been in Libra, which is either right relationships or balancing.
Also legalities.
And you know, Libra is, I look at something from all these different angles, all these different possibilities. And when Saturn moves into Scorpio on October 5th for the next 2 years, that's what I would call kind of a fish or cut bait type of time. So number one, I would tell people, you know what, this energy of making choices is still just, what, another 10 days out and will be with us for 2 years. So they're just a little ahead of the curve of thinking, oh, it's got to happen now. It's got to happen yesterday. It's coming, you know. And
right.
Once these choices are made, there'll
be
no going back.
And they say, so is Christmas, you know. But
yeah.
The thing is, energy has to work its way, Mark. And it has to work its way. And, yes, we want to hurry it up and take its time and all of that. But I think that the best thing to do is to tell people one step at a time, have some patience, and start blessing that which you are accomplishing. And look around and see what you have. You know, we're a very fortunate nation. We have a lot more than a lot of other people in a lot of other places.
Well, and, you know, the Aries moon that's coming up this weekend would say get out and do something physical, you know, exercise or dance or go for a walk in the fall weather or something of that nature, so that you're physically blowing it out of your system.
And take a break away from worrying and walking around the house and wringing your hands. You're absolutely right. Any kind of a change of scenery would be good. Even going to visit a shut-in, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a matter of saying, you know, there's all this stuff that has been building up in people, and you can look at what's going on in the Mideast right now over that bad movie trailer that went out, or the thing with the Colorado shooter, you know, a little ways back, is there's this pent-up energy trying to find an outlet. And if it doesn't find a healthy outlet, it will find, you know, a less than healthy outlet.
Unfortunately, some people are running around like chicken licking and saying somebody's going to blow up something or we're going to have another 9/11 or something like that. I don't think this necessarily means that. I think it means more of an inner awareness that we're being asked to look at what we really no longer need, maybe to change our spending habits, maybe not to let our kids boss us around, maybe to change our thoughts on our relationships and find a little bit of more love and congeniality, don't you think, Mark?
I agree, and the piece I would add to it is it's time to honor ourself and our deeper level emotions, not just the busyness of our outer world. And that means claiming, shall we call it self-time? You know, what about me? I take care of everybody else. What about me?
And people feel strange. You know, I know people that cannot sit still. I went up to visit some friends in the Catskills. You know the Catskills?
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't have any internet. They didn't have any cell phones. It doesn't work there. So I thought that was interesting.
Sounds like a place I'd love to go.
It was great. I had 2 days of doing this, and it was wonderful.
You know, you don't have to go out to the Catskills for that. I periodically will have days where I turn the ringer off the phone and I don't turn the computer on in the after I've checked the morning email. I'll turn it off and leave all that off all day long. And so it's like a self-imposed one-day technology fast. And so you don't have to run off to the woods to get that. Hello, did we get cut off, Elizabeth? Can you hear me?
No, not at this time. She hung up. I'm going to try to reconnect.
Are we off the air?
I'm taking you off the air. Yes, right now.
I think, Mark, we just had a little bit of Uranus energy.
Something's
sure going
on. I think
we just got swept off the planet, and now we're back. We were talking about such high energy that we got swept off.
And I'm not sure. You know, over the next few days, the sun is lining up opposite the planet Uranus, and Uranus actually rules electrical connections.
It does.
You know, things that go screwy in the night, shall we call it. And so we should all not take – it was interesting that I don't know what people heard, but I was talking about taking a fast of, you know, taking a day off of leaving your computer off and turning off your phone.
and it went off.
And then the air went dead.
I love it. I love when the universe supports us. Maybe we need a little me time. Maybe that's the message. But you're saying that the Aries full moon is when you need balance to your individual needs. But what about your partnership needs? What's going on with people that might not be so happy with their surroundings, as they say?
Well, that's going to get a little complicated here. You know, I'd love to sit here and give all kinds of nice information, you know, Pollyanna happy. But the point is we're reaching a point that people are going to need to be making some serious choices.
Mm-hmm.
And as much for their own, what I would call emotional protection as anything else. And they don't have to wait until they blow like a volcano, shall we say. It might be better to say, you know what, I have to be honest with myself. I have to face this cold, hard reality of what's going on in my life and make some choices. And those choices aren't always going to be easy or fun or happy choices, but choices that need to be made regardless. And so I would just be telling people, be honest with yourself and look at what you need for your emotional nurturing, your emotional support, and then find a kind way to go out into the world and make the decisions you need to make.
Well, you know, we're finishing up 2.5 years of Libra, and Libra is the balancing. It's also legality. Some people may have had some serious legalities during this time. But what about coming into emotionally intense Scorpio? How is that going to change? And is it true, I heard a rumor the other day, that when you change signs, when you move from Libra into Scorpio, there's usually some kind of real world disruption every single time Saturn changes signs?
Well, and you know, it's very common in astrology to see these things come months before it actually shifts. And so I would look at the shooting in Colorado movie theater and the the uproar over the, you know, the Mohammed movie trailer that was out there on Yahoo or YouTube.
Yeah, that's getting pretty bad.
As being like the predecessors of what's coming in. So I'd say it's already been coming in. We've already been feeling it.
They're doing some horrible stuff over in Egypt and over in Libya. They're doing horrible stuff to people. They're murdering them, and they're unmerciful. It's very sad.
And the thing is, this is pent-up energy that's been stuck in them for a long time.
Yes, that's
true. You can't just go blame some little movie trailer for this thing happening. That was just the catalyst. And if it wasn't that, it would have been something else.
And half the people didn't watch it anyway. They really didn't.
Right. And yet it's symbolic of there's something deeper going on, and we all need to get in touch with what is that deeper part of ourselves, that vulnerable part, or that scared part, or that, oh my gosh, I won't survive, you know, if I make this decision place.
But, you know, I'm going to lead into the song by William Vitalis. We've always been wanting to know what's on the universe. We love to look at the constellations. We love astronomy, looking through the telescope. So let's hear what William has to say. He's going to fly to the stars. Fly to where the stars burn as long as the wings don't melt.
Exactly.
I wanted to talk about the two eclipses in November. The first one is the solar eclipse at 21 degrees Scorpio on the 13th, and the next one is on November 28th. That's the full moon eclipse at 6 degrees Gemini. What kind of changes do you see coming at that time?
Well, number one, on a bigger level, you know, eclipses stay in the same polarity of signs. In other words, Scorpio Taurus is the one on the, or Scorpio specifically on the 13th of November. And they spend about a year and a half in each of the signs, and then they take like a 9-year break. So on one level, we could say, oh, here is the beginning of the next 9 years. And so if you went back and looked at 9 years ago to see what was being transformed in your life, that's come around full circle, so to speak. But the idea is solar eclipses are a new moon, which mean new starts, and mm-hmm. I use 3 months on either side of an eclipse as its range of effectiveness, as just a general rule of thumb. And Scorpio says, I must really go down to the depths of my being, to my core priorities. In esoteric astrology, we use words like harmony through conflict, meaning that we must find a way to walk in our balance in spite of external world chaos.
That's very difficult. Very, very difficult.
It's difficult, but on a spiritual path, the person who's on a spiritual path says, well, there is chaos in the world, and I don't care if you look at what's going on in the news or if you just look at the chaos when you drive through rush hour traffic.
Getting in the car.
And somehow, as souls being in service on planet Earth, mm-hmm. That we need to connect with that deeper place that says, I know where my center is, I know what is true, and I am not going to allow the nonsense of the world to drag me off what I know to be true.
And, you know, this is right after Election Day, and you and I know, but the world doesn't know, that Mercury retrogrades on Election Day. I was wondering if this could have to do with some kind of a recount.
Well, that's certainly one thing we'd look at, because we know at the Bush-Gore election that Mercury was retrograde. But I went back and I looked at the previous one with Bush-Gore, mm-hmm. and then it led this one. And there's a lot more harmonious things going on in this Mercury retrograde, so it's not as gripping or as bad. Mm-hmm. But yeah, little
it's
things
negative.
Like the, you know, all the things that were going on in Ohio versus voter registration kinds of things, and little things like that, you know, are likely to be the case. But I don't see it as the big problem that Bush and Gore had.
And it might be something else that takes thought away, like Obama might have to be doing other things rather than concentrating on Election Day. Something could happen overseas, and he could be pulled away from that focus.
That's certainly one possibility. Or another is, you know, at his inauguration, Mercury was retrograde. And,
yes.
You know, I wrote him a letter. I says, oh, I would wait to do your swearing in until the moon changed signs.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't they follow up the, you know, the speech that he had to give?
They did. He had to go back and do it.
So they did it again the next day in private.
Yep.
And those are the kind of, it's usually the little annoying things that occur.
Well, but, in my belief system, he was nominated retrograde. Mercury, he was inaugurated with Mercury retrograde. He was elected with Mercury retrograde. So to me, that's a one-time president. But I'm not sure I see that he's really gaining ground and certainly getting respect from everybody. So it's hard to say.
Well, in my quarterly newsletter that they can get off of the website, I did a reasonably full analysis of the elections upcoming. And my thought was is that Obama would win again.
And what's the website, Mark?
www.astromark.us, astromark.us. And if they just go to the monthly report page, in the left column, there's a free downloads, and one of them is the fall quarter newsletter.
And I do want to say that you can call in tonight and ask Mark a question if you'd like. The number is 888-627-6008. We always love to hear from our audience. Mark Dodish, astrologer, is on the air with Let's Find Out at Elizabeth Joyce. And the number to call in to ask a question is 888-627-6008. So, Mark, let's move to November 28th and find out about the Gemini eclipse at 6 degrees.
Well, first off, we'll just be coming out of Mercury retrograde. So Mercury is retrograde November 6th to 26th.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, people should be double-checking their holiday plans if they're traveling at Thanksgiving. And then the lunar eclipse is in Gemini, and a lunar eclipse is a full moon. So the sun will be in Sagittarius, the moon will be in Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
And that is kind of finishing up the last year and a half where we've had eclipses in Gemini and Sag. So on some level, we're all in, like, we'll call a completing phase. And Gemini is, we must be adaptable. We must be flexible. We must rethink things. We can't just stay fixed in our little rut.
could this be like finishing, closing a business deal, finishing a move, finishing a relationship? What are we finishing here?
All of the above. It's at the core, it's our way of thinking about things is Gemini. And on the other side is Sagittarius, which rules our philosophy and our belief system. So the idea is, okay, we all grow as human beings, and our philosophy and our beliefs change, and we need to adapt to a changing world. And when that occurs, then we must change our behaviors in the world.
And it's very hard to change. You know, we'd rather hang on to the devil we know rather than go out and embrace and try something new. And we feel like a failure if our job dissolves, but we don't realize how much talent we have within and how we can recreate. I mean, we do it all the time, but we're not conscious of it. And when you're really faced with it, it can be very, very stressful.
It is, and it's kind of a blessing in disguise. In the past several years, I've seen a lot of bankers who have lost their job, a lot of real estate agents who have lost their job, and they didn't want to quit. They hated these jobs, but they couldn't quit because they were making too much money. Mm-hmm. And then the economy said, well, you guys can't have your job anymore. And they've had to go out and retrain themselves or find new things. And so for many of them, it was a blessing because they didn't really like the job. They were just making too much money to quit.
That's true.
And, you know, I love the books, The Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East by Baird Spaulding. And in there, they say that when a society or a thought form becomes so crystallized that it cannot change, it becomes too rigid, that the only way to break that up is in a more ruder, break up the patterns in a hard way.
Difficult way. And discipline and scolding. People don't scold anymore.
Yeah, and if they do, they get sued or something.
That's
you know?
True.
And the truth is, we're all being called to adapt and shift, and that's what a lunar eclipse in Gemini says, is I must rethink the possibilities. Was I being too narrow in the way I was looking about the world, or is there a bigger world out there or more possibilities than I thought there were?
You know what I thought, and I wanted to ask you about it. Jupiter is in Gemini, and the eclipse is in Gemini, so wouldn't that be positive?
It would, except Jupiter is not always real comfortable in the sign Gemini, because Jupiter is a big picture guy, and Gemini is kind of more of a mental kind of little picture kind of a guy, let's call it, higher mind versus lower mind. Hmm. So really what's going on is we're trying to put our higher philosophical mind and our lower, got to pay my bills and live on planet Earth together.
Practical mind.
Together. But a lunar eclipse oftentimes pulls you apart to put you back together in a better way. And people don't like that. It's uncomfortable.
So what do you see now as we come into the famous day, 2012? My goodness, this is coming up so fast, Mark. I think we have 2 months. That's it. And then we're going to be at the 21st of December.
Well, we're certainly in the home stretch now that we've just gotten through fall equinox. There is a pattern in the chart called a yod, which looks like a divining rod or maybe a letter Y, where you have two handles that are in harmony with each other driving that third point. Mm-hmm. And since you mentioned Jupiter in Gemini, Jupiter, coach, teacher, philosopher, mentor, I must take a risk on myself, is going to be at the point of that divining rod, meaning that's the direction we're going. And mm-hmm. so everybody's going to have to expand or say, I need something larger, I need something more than what I have. And yet the two handles, you've got Saturn, which is restructuring slow but sure, and you've got Pluto, which is burn my bridges behind me kind of energy. And so these are both uncomfortably drive the third thing. But, you know, if you've ever had something in life that just kind of keeps nagging at you, you know you got to do it, but you put it off and you put it off, but you know you got to do it. This is going to kind of say it's uncomfortable, but do it anyway.
Well, that could be moving out from a bad relationship. It could be finally telling your kids that they're not going to run the house. Or it could be that you really have to change the job and you can't take it anymore because it's harming you physically.
Or
so
that,
you say, I've got to let go of this job. I can't do it anymore.
Or the people who are unemployed are going to say, I have to stop waiting for the economy to come back. I need to start my own business and create
something. That's good.
Something.
That's good. Find another way to earn.
Yeah. So,
and we are. And I have some friends, you know, that are even not able to pay their bills. They're living out on the street. And it's very difficult to see that and to watch that. And, of course, I'm concerned that that could be happening more and more. So maybe some of this can be we have to find housing for these people. Because they're not really lost. It'll only get worse for them. Let's help them. Why aren't we reaching out and helping the community?
Well, helping them to step up and help themselves. I just,
correct.
You know, out here in Oregon, it's time to put our wood in for the mm-hmm. winter, you know, our firewood. And the guy who came and brought me my firewood has been unemployed truck driver for the past 2 years, and to pick up extra money to get him through, He's out chopping firewood. And I thought, this is the kind of guy I would like to hire, because he's not just sitting there, but he's going out and saying, I must create something to take care of myself.
That's true. That's true. And everybody does have other talents. I had mentioned that before, that when a door closes, another one opens. But, of course, Pluto tells you, go inside and find out what that door is.
And it really requires you, particularly with these eclipses coming up, to look at what we'd call the shadow side of what is my hidden fear? What is going on below the surface that's not helping me to operate in a rational fashion in the world?
And it also has us working on our own self-esteem, which can be very positive when you start to work on it. It's a downer at first, but then you find it. And that's always soul growth. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with Mark Dotish. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And when we come back, Mark is going to walk us into the new year of 2013, as we branch out from the December 21st into New Year's Day. Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free publications, with more than 1,000 distributed bimonthly in three regional areas, New England, New York City and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Wisdom is dedicated to opening the people's hearts and minds to the philosophy, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information into the community. Elizabeth writes the astrology column for Wisdom, as well as a weekly astrology update for the Wisdom Magazine website. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. The X-Zone is a late-night internationally syndicated radio, television, satellite, and internet talk show, which deals with a variety of subjects, but usually ones that relate to the world of the paranormal, metaphysics, and the science of parapsychology. It was created by the Canadian broadcaster Rob McConnell and first aired in 1993. The X-Zone airs 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and is distributed internationally by the X-Zone Broadcast Network. It is hosted by the show's creator and executive producer, Rob McConnell. The X-Zone radio show is located in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The X-Zone radio and TV show is the only Canadian radio show that is syndicated to a truly international listening and viewing audience via conventional professional broadcasting and satellite means, not only the Internet. The X-Zone is syndicated on an international basis outside of Canada and has more than 400,000 listeners as an international audience. Listen for Elizabeth Joyce and Rob McConnell on the X-Zone at www.xzoneradiotv.com. Join us Saturday, October 20th, in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, for the 5th annual BCMA Holistic Spiritual and Health Fair at the James Laura House, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. There is an entrance donation to our charities for $5, as well as lunch being served. We'd love you to join us for the day. You can have a psychic reading from one of several famous national psychics, as well as local readers. Experience various forms of massage and bodywork, including Reiki, the Reconnection, and the Fifth Dimension Vibrational Healing. Learn how to transform your life with the many holistic services available. And enjoy the offerings of metaphysical businesses and our vendor. All the while knowing that some of the proceeds from this fair go to our local charities. This year, October 20th, 2012. Our charities are the Red Cross, the Lower Bucks County Division for our homeless, as well as the Circle of Miracles Church Building Fund. The BCMA is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility. To pre-schedule your psychic reading or energy healing appointment, call 215-996-0646. For further information and pictures of our psychics and vendors, go to our website, thebcma.net. Hope to see all of you at the fair. It's going to be a great day. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Let's Find Out and our honored guests come to us every other Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you would like to call in and ask a question, please dial 888-627-6008 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety, a podcast will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. And now it's time for the Metaphysical Book Corner. Tonight, the book that we're recommending is Planets in Transit, Life Cycles for Living by the famed astrologer Robert Hand. This is the definitive work on transiting planets. Its psychological insight and its completeness as a reference book have brought Robert Hand recognition as the leading astrologer of his generation. Hand takes a humanistic, multi-leveled approach to the meanings of all of the astrological transits, the events that may happen, the feelings that you may experience, and the possibility of each transit for growth and awareness of the soul. This book covers complete delineations of all the major transits, conjunctions, sextiles, squares, trines, and oppositions that occur between the transiting sun, moon, and all the planets to each planet in the natal chart, as well as the ascendant and midheaven. These 720 lucid delineations are full of insight for both the professional astrologer and the beginning. In Planets in Transit, the element of time is added to the chart's interpretation. Learn how the movements of the sun, the moon, and the planets are affecting your natal chart differently every day, bringing new energetic patterns, new experiences, and new opportunities for self-knowledge in your life. Planets in Transit by Robert Hand. It is a staple and a must in your library. Go pick it up, learn your astrology, and let's find out what's happening on a daily astrological basis.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. Just in case you feel you wanna hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Well, Perry Como's fading away, but we're not. We are here. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and Let's Find Out, and I'm on with Mark Dodich, famed astrologer, and we are talking about the stars and catching falling stars and flying into the stars. And now we're going to talk about New Year's Eve and a little romance. So, Mark, how's the romance between now and New Year's Eve?
Well, I think New Year's Eve itself, the moon will be in Leo, which is, you know, open your heart kind of energy. It's a very friendly, nice energy on New Year's Eve. But it's also going to be a little bit mixed in that the moon is in a condition we call void of course, which is kind of when it wants to go do laundry, so to speak. In other words, it's not the most wild and crazy New Year's Eve that we'll be coming up on.
But, well, you know how I feel. I have to honor Dick Clark here because he was a personal friend. I was on bandstand for 3.5 years, and he will not be with us New Year's Eve. So I think it's going to be a dud for me.
Well, and I probably shouldn't use the word dud, but flat energy might be a better way to say it, which isn't bad. So the idea is it's probably not the New Year's Eve to go out for a wild and crazy party, but maybe to have a party with, you know, people you know and like.
Close friends, and don't have a dud bottle of champagne. Make sure there's bubbles in it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So
we're breaking up the old way of government and establishing a new governing theme. And that's Saturn, and that's Scorpio. But what about this with when it hits Capricorn? How does Scorpio affect Capricorn? That's what people want to know.
Well, in astrology, and I know I try to avoid terms, but one of the terms we use is called mutual reception, which means that Saturn's favorite sign is Capricorn, and Pluto is in Capricorn, and Pluto's favorite sign is Scorpio, and Saturn's in Scorpio. So they're in each other's favorite signs, so they help each other is what mutual reception means.
Oh, that's good. That could maybe be the rebuilding of the economy, and maybe that will take hard work.
It's just that people seem to have this idea that it should happen overnight. And I'm sorry, Saturn is slow but sure. Pluto is in Capricorn from 2008 until 2023. So we're talking about a long period of time.
Yes.
You know, you don't just change the tax structure overnight. You know?
Well, you know, my favorite saying is astrology is not McDonald's. We can't get it instantly. It has to work itself out. And that's what people have a difficult time. And that's what keeps people up at night and having nightmares, because they think that they imagine all these horrible things happening, when if they just could breathe and trust that it's going to work out, that would be a better energy. And it will help you not have stress. It'll help your heartbeat, and it will help you relax and get the rest you need.
Well, one of the issues I see that's problematic is that people just, sometimes they just want to go fix whatever the story is in their life, you know, the cancer or the job loss or the relationship, but they want to just plug something into that gap and fix it. But with these energies that are going on, Scorpio takes you to the depths. Pluto takes you to the depths. What is that core issue that goes on there? And I'll give you an example. I grew up with, my parents grew up in the Depression. And people who grew up in the Depression have a certain attitude of, you work hard, and if there's ever any time left over, then you can play. And guess what? There's never any time left over, right? And so the idea is you have to say, wait a minute, that was my parents growing up in the Depression who had this, work hard mentality. And I'm not knocking work hard. I'm just saying, Mark, it's time for more play. So that's one of the things I'm looking at for myself is, hey, I'm working hard. I want to be of service on planet Earth, but I need some fun too. And I'm the one who has to create that. And so it's not just a matter of fixing it, but it's a matter of changing your whole way of being that says, wait a minute, I deserve good work and good service, but also fun.
That's
true.
That's
how I would look at that.
We need to smile more. We need to get out there and have fun. And I think that this could be the holiday season when you really spend it with your family and your kids and you start doing things together instead of worrying all the time. It would be nice to share and give more time to the family. That's what I tell people. Give more time to the family. Be more affectionate and loving. Do something with your soulmate or with your partner. And if you don't have a partner, go to places that are respectable where you could meet people of like mind. Why do people fail to do that? They're all on the internet trying to find a partner, but they don't think about going out to a meeting or going out to some kind of a function that they're interested in.
Well, it's that immediate gratification. I want it now, and it is part of it. I'm not sure. The world is changing, and we just kind of need to allow the world to go where it's going to go. But what I would say to people is that, and particularly like for December 25th, for those who celebrate Christmas, you know, the moon's going to be in Gemini, which is talk and short, quick trips and keeping on the move. which exemplifies what you're talking about, is, you know what, I need to go out and explore all the possibilities. And many people say, no, I just want to go find that one person to be in relationship with, and I don't want to mess around with dating five people to know what I really want. It's like going in and trying to get a new job, and you go into the first interview, and that's the only job you're going to look at. Well,
I know, people do that.
Well, and I don't know that until you actually are in the environment where you're exploring a potential partner or exploring a potential job to see, sometimes you have to talk it out to know what you really want instead of just what you think you want.
And you have to give your time to get to know people. People don't even want to get to know people. They fixate and they project and they don't get to know the other person's inner self. They say, this is what I want, within 2 minutes, instead of giving it time and going through all of the ups and downs of relationships and beginning to build. It's strange.
Yeah, exactly. And when we're talking about Saturn and Pluto, we're talking about a process rather than just a quick solution. It's
very
about
good.
Making our life more fulfilled or more meaningful.
And when you say new beginning, Mark, like those eclipses that we talked about in November, that means that you're just at the start of change, and that change can be a year to 5 years. It doesn't have to be right now. It does take time.
And sometimes you have to get down to your core beliefs to say, what do I really want? What is the reality I want to create? And when we just go out and we find a job to fill the hole or a relationship to fill a loneliness gap or something, we know that those aren't things that are going to last for any length of time, because you were just trying to plug a gap. The
That's
core
true.
Is, why don't we get down to what we really want on a deep emotional level?
And that might be changing jobs. It might be taking a course and getting a degree. And it might be that you change your hair and get a new wardrobe or present yourself to the world differently. But whatever it is, it's growthful and it brings you in more comfort. And that's an important word, comfort. Because I don't think that we give ourselves comfort very much. We're always worrying about, what is he going to say? What is she going to do? What do they think of me? Am I making a good impression type thing? We need to just sit and have our cup of tea, pet the cat, and have comfort. Don't you think, Mark?
Yes, and I would add to that, what do we need to release? And I'm not just talking about releasing relationships, because you and I both know that when clients come to us, a lot of times they are playing out their childhood story with the relationships they bring in. And if you don't go heal that original childhood story, you're just going to keep repeating the same relationship with different people.
And, of course, when you do that, you might need to have a life coach or a spiritual counselor. That's the work that I do. You might need to have somebody to talk to help you see what's going on so that you can heal it. And you can heal it, because they say once you see what this is all about, then it can go away. In other words, you don't have to be hit over the head with a baseball bat as long as you realize why you're being hit over the head. Then it'll stop.
Sometimes it helps to have an objective perspective, especially with deep emotions like the Scorpio that's building up this fall.
Now, this also can mean medical breakthroughs, can't it, Mark? And that we're going to get some new medicines and some new insights perhaps into some serious diseases like multiple sclerosis or what was the other one that I heard about? Muscular dystrophy, that they've got some cures that they think are coming along with these things.
It'll be interesting to watch some of the hard diseases, because Scorpio, you'll see within those hard diseases. So, for example, Scorpio in the body rules the gallbladder. It rules the lower colon, you know, the release system of the body. Sexual organs, so, you know, things like prostate cancer or those uterine cancer, those kind of things. And so it'll be interesting to watch what comes up with those kind of things.
Yes, it will. I know I had read that they have new operating techniques now with gallbladder that they can that you're just in there like for 2 or 3 hours and then it's done.
Yeah.
So that's a new technique that uses lasers.
Right,
and
so
light.
Typically when a planet is moving through a sign, the body part that is associated with that sign gets action, and you will see you'll see good things happen. You'll see bad things happen.
Now, I have an I have an email here from a Julie, and she wants to know if the Saturn in Scorpio will bring more babies into the world. That's an interesting question.
Well, what I would say is probably not that. However, next summer, which I know is getting ahead of ourselves, but next summer, Jupiter's going to spend a year in the sign Cancer. Mm-hmm. And Cancer rules babies and families and children. So I would say summer of 2013 to summer of 2014 would be an incredibly fertile time.
Well, that would answer her question, Julie, as a yes, and probably you'll really notice it in about 6 to 8 months.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Also, with Saturn in Scorpio, we have a Carmen, and she said that she heard that Saturn in Scorpio can affect money in a negative way, that sometimes banks have trouble. And why would Scorpio rule banking?
Well, Scorpio rules bankruptcies.
Bankruptcies, okay.
It also rules power, so like power games that banks might play, hidden things. So we'll see hidden things come up to the surface.
That's a good question, Corman. Thank you.
Also, things like mortgage brokers. You know, every time you go get a loan or you use a credit card, that's a Scorpio kind of a thing. So definitely things like the issue of regulation of these companies, which I know the politicians have been discussing whether you need more regulation or less. Mm-hmm. And those are the kind of issues that come up to the surface. You'll also see issues of things like prejudice. So issues with the whole medical. What is the immigration policy going to be?
And the medical, the Obamacare as
yep,
well.
Yep, that as well. And see, that is going to bring up people's deep emotions. And I've already seen it with this election because, now, you know, I've done predictions on the election since the first George Bush, and when I predict the Democrat will win, all the Republican clients call me and are mad at me, and then when I predict the Republican will win, all my Democrat clients call and yell at me.
Well, I think we're going to have a surprise with this election. Yeah. I think we're going to have quite a surprise in the next 2 months. I don't know whether it's going to be right after the election or right before, but there's going to be a change.
Well, and the unfortunate side is Scorpio can rule dirty politics.
Yes.
And so hopefully they'll not go there any more than they already have.
There's a Maureen that wants to know if, she just sent an email, Maureen wants to know if the housing is going to go up when Jupiter moves into Cancer. Will this strengthen the housing market? That's another very good question. Thank you, Maureen.
It is, and what else? Yes would be the general answer to that question. However, with Saturn in Scorpio, some of the places that need to fall apart that have been hanging on the edge will still fall apart. So the way I would say it, it's going to be mixed. Yes, we're in a gradual improvement phase, mm-hmm. but we're not quite done with the cleansing yet.
And that's because of the banking and the housing, both at the same time.
So we'll see some highs and lows. In other words, spikes and valleys if you were tracking it on a graph. And so don't be discouraged when you see some valleys because there will also be some areas will have spikes. And so gradually it is getting better, yes, but we're not completely out of the woods yet.
Well, this is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and we have to wind down the evening, Mark. It's been wonderful having you here. I have Mark Dodich, famed astrologer, and Mark is going to be back with us on New Year's Eve, and we will be talking about going into 2013. Mark, please give your website again.
It would be www.astromark.us, astromark.us, and they can sign up for my free bi-monthly astrology forecast there, too.
Thank you very much, Mark. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I just want you to know that I will be back here on October 8th with John Mazzaro, who is a musician, and it should be an excellent show. We're going to be playing some of his music, and we're going to get to know about John and what he's doing. He's known all around the world. Again, it's John Mazzaro, October 8th. We are now going into the meditation. So please sit with both feet flat on the floor, take a deep breath, close your eyes, and it's now time to open to the truth. Thank you and good night. And now I want you to think about opening up to your truth. Sit in a chair with both feet flat on the floor. And remember, the truth is what stands the test of experience. A man should look for what is and not for what he thinks it should be. Albert Einstein. Without the core of truth, there can be no real justice, equality, success, progress, intelligence, security, peace, love, spirituality, or even our survival. Without the truth, mankind is lost and is headed for certain disaster in the near future. How can one open up and release their pain and move forward into the light of peace and happiness? Truth has a common denominator. Be assured, truth is the only thing that can unite all human beings. It is what we all have in common, and that will never change. There is only one sky for all of us. Everyone eats and breathes, is born, has their transitions in life, passes away, and dies. The ultimate truth is universal truth. It is the same for everyone, everywhere. It is part of how we create the oneness. It has always been there and it always will be. We can now begin to see this big picture of life, the life of living in oneness and living in truth. Only truth can stop the wars, crime, hate, and vengeance to make the world a paradise that it can be. 2 + 2 = 4 does not equal anything else. The truth is, there is only one truth. Believing that 2 + 2 could equal 5 or maybe 6 doesn't make it true. There are an infinite amount of wrong answers, but there is only one true answer. Many of us have been bending the truth for some time. A child takes a test in school and fails. He goes over the answers with the teachers afterward, and she shows him the correct answers. And the response is, "I know that. I was going to write that." We need to learn to use our ability to reason, deductive logic, and unearth evidence to know and understand things that the first evidence may not reveal. We have progressed enough to know and understand the fundamental truth of life. We continue on a different form than in our Earth body. There are other galaxies, there are other planets with life, such as ours, other universal beings. And once we see the proof of this, it will transform our world and make us understand the power of oneness even more. A newly learned truth passes through 3 stages. First, it's ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. Third, it is accepted as being self-evident. It is not what you hear or what you look at that matters. It's what you see, how you interpret that, and how you take it inside. In that response lies the power of grace. Remember Melanie in Gone with the Wind? She truly chose to see only the good in others, and her love was rare. When you see life clearly and truly, it feels good. It is what people call a peak moment or a moment of clarity. These peak moments in your life feel good because you get a larger percentage of what each moment in life actually contains. You are filled with life, joy, and love. Your mind and thoughts are the gatekeeper of life. Sometimes universal truth flickers in, but most of the time it does not. The new fifth dimension energies are removing the blocks to set up new thinking patterns, new responses, and bring forth a new environment for the human race. Your mind blocks most of life that's coming to you. Without the mind blocking this life, you can receive all of life, true life, and reflect it all back out. Seeing the Great Sphinx in Egypt or the Eiffel Tower for the first time is a peak moment for more people, or a delightful mountain range in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. Why does this make you feel so alive? Nothing really happens to you. Why doesn't it feel as good as the second time you see it? You are seeing the same thing. The reason is your mind has already opened up to that something special. The truth is, every moment of life is special, and you can be completely open to life most of the time. You have to see life to know the truth inside. Now let's do a meditation. Gently allow yourself to open to your inner being, that vital part of you. Close your eyes, take a deep breath. Feel a bright light coming down and penetrating your body through the crown chakra. Feel your inner being with this white light. Allow this light to energize your being on all levels. Take a deep breath. Now, ask your blessed higher self, your invisible spiritual messenger, what is my truth? What is left out of my life at this time? What is my desire and how can I fulfill it? Spirit, lead me forward to truth. Do I need to lose weight? Open the energies to actualize that. Do I need to stop smoking? Open the energies to actualize that. Do I need to earn more money? Open the energies to actualize that. Do I feel beautiful and alive? If not, open the energies to actualize that. Do I feel nourished and loved by my family? If not, open the energies to actualize that. Do I feel nourished and loved by my peers? If not, open the energies to actualize that. Spirit, what is my life direction at this time? What can I do to be more loving and supportive to others? Please open me up to my full potential. Show me the way. I lean on your inner revelations, Spirit. As I take the time to dwell in your presence, I learn, accept, and walk your truth, my truth, and life opens up all the doors that have been closed to me. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you.